Shalom to all. Today's office Baba Basra Daf Nun Beis, and we are starting Nun Aleph Amud Beis about five lines off from the bottom with the words Tanur Rabbanon. And today's office sponsor Leilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basra Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Shad Avin Aliyah Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Yosef Yontif Rabbi Asher Anshul His Neshama Shad Avin Aliyah. Yesterday we had discussed that a woman might have money of her husband's that's not hers. She stole it from him, and we're going to continue discussing something like that. Tanur Rabbanon, the Brisa tells us Ein Mekabelin Pikdonos Loi Min Anashim. A person is not allowed to take a pikdon, a deposit from a woman, because it might be her husband's. Loi Min Avadim, and not from slaves, because it might be his master's. Loi Min Atinoikis, and not from little kids, because it might be from the house that they're staying in. However, kibil min isha, if a person did take a pikadon from a woman, yachsil isha, he would return it back to her. And we don't say for sure it's from her husband, we don't say definitely that she stole it from him, we suspect that she did, and that's why we're not going to take it from her l'chatchila. But if one did take it from her, he would have to return it to her. However, in mesa, if she dies, yachsil baila, it should be returned to her husband, because in manufshach, her husband inherits her. And also, kibil min eved, if he did take a pikadon from an eved, yachsil eved, it's given back to the eved, because again, he didn't 100% steal it from his master, but mace, if the Eved dies, Yachzul Rabbi, then it's given back to his master. And Nubay Zaman Alpha on top of here, we have a slightly different din, Kiel Men HaKaton. If a person did take a deposit from a Katon, Yasel is Segula, he should make a Segula for him. Now, Segula does not mean that if you give $40 to the local Tzedakah, they're going to have 40 Talmid Chachamim save 40 Prakam Atelim for you to find the Shidduch within 40 days. It means that you do an investment for the kid, Vemace, and if he dies, Yachzul Yarshav, give this thing back to his Yarshim. Now, Vakulin Sha'ar Mashasmi Sasan, in all these cases, if the person says at the time of their death, Shol Plaini Hain, this object that I gave you really belongs to so-and-so. Yasek Pirushan, you should do as they explained, as they dictated, and give it to that so-and-so. Now, it doesn't have to be dafka when they were about to die. It's just that usually, when a person's about to die, he comes clean and he's honest about everything, and therefore, we could trust this woman, for example, that if when she's about to die, she says, that pikadon that I gave you, it really belongs to so-and-so, give it to him. So the nifka, the one that's holding on to her pikadon, should listen to her and give it to that fellow. However, Vimlav, if he doesn't trust her, if he has reason to suspect that this really came from her husband, Yasek Pirush Lipirushan, he, the guy who's holding onto the pikadon, should make an explanation for their explanation, meaning he should give it back to the husband or to the master. And we have a story about the Bitzvah Rabbi Bar Chana, the wife of Rabbi Bar Chana, Kiga Shachva, when she was about to die, Amar, she said, Hani Kipe, these earrings that I have, de Marta ubnei Barta, they really belong to Marta and the sons of his daughter. Marta was a brother of Reb Chia, he was a Talmud Chacham, a Chashav Yid, and she's saying that these earrings are not really mine, they belong to him and his family. So also came to Rav, Rabbi Bar Chana came to Rav, he wasn't so sure if he should listen to his wife. So really, Rav told him, Imeham Nalcha, if she's believed to you, if you trust her, so asa kipirusha, do exactly as she said and give it to Marta. V'iloi, if you don't trust her, asa pirush lipirusha, you should give an explanation to her explanation, meaning you could keep them for yourself because you're the current machzik and you don't have to give them to Marta. Now, v'ikadamri, some say, hachi amrlei, this is what Rav told him, iamidalcha, if Marta is considered wealthy enough to you, then it makes sense that he and his family would give these earrings to your wife to watch, so then asa kipirusha, do like she said and give them back the earrings. V'iloi, but if not, if you don't think they're wealthy enough, asa pirush lipirusha, so then you could give an explanation to what she said, that somehow these earrings got to her, but they do not belong to Marta, and you would be allowed to keep them. Now we just explain what we said before, min ha-katan yasalei segula, if he got this from a katan, he should make some sort of investment with it, and the question is, my segula, what investment is done with this thing? So Rav Chisda says, sefer tyra, he buys a sefer tyra with it, and that way the kid can learn. Or Rabbi Rav Hunamar, he says, dikla de'achal minei tamri, the fellow should buy a date palm, so that the kid could eat dates from it, and that's beneficial for him. And we can explain in the Mishnah of Leila Abenichsia Ben Vloila Ben Benichsia Av, we had said that a father and son are not able to make a chazak on each other's properties because neither of them are makbid and allow the other one into their properties, so he can't claim, oh, I really bought it from him, because again, they're both allowed to be there. Now, Omar Rav Yosef says, afilu chalku, this is even if they separated from each other. For example, the son grew up, he got married, he got a job, and now he's not being samech hashulchan aviv, he's not relying on his father for parnas anymore, as we might be inclined to say that they're makbid on each other, and the father and son don't let the other one in each other's properties, and therefore, if one of them happens to be there, he could claim chazaka. Rav Yosef is telling us that no, even though they split, they're not with each other anymore, still, they're not makbid and allow the other one into the property, and therefore they can't make chazaka. Whereas Rava says, chalkulai, that if they separated, the Mishnah's din does not apply to them, and they could make a chazaka on each other's properties, because once the son goes off on his own, he doesn't allow his father into his property, and his father doesn't allow him into his property, and therefore, if they happen to be there for 3 years, they could create a chazaka. And Rav Yirmi Difti says, Avid Rav Papi Uvda, Rav Papi actually paskind in a case, the chalkulai, if they separated from each other, the Mishnah's din does not apply, and they could make a chazaka on each other's properties. Kirava, just like Rava. And over Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Ishtai li Rav Chia me Hermes Ardashid, Rav Chia from Hermes Ardashid, he told me, Dishtai le Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Mishmed Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov told him, in the name of Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, Chalku loy, that if the father and son separated from each other, then the Mishnah's din does not apply to them, namely, they could make chazak on each other's properties. Velchasan Alacha is, Chalku loy, that if they separate from each other, the Mishnah's din doesn't apply, and they could make chazak on each other's properties. And Tainam Hachim have a just like this, Ben Shachalk of Ishtai Shin's Garsha, if a son separated from his father, or a wife got divorced from her husband, Haran Kisharkal Adam, they're like all other people who could make a chazaka on the other person's properties because the other person is makbid that they're not there. And if they're there for 3 years, that's a proper chazaka. And now we continue discussing this concept of a person being allowed in someone else's properties, and because of that, he can't make a chazaka. Itmar was stated, one of the brothers is doing the business dealings of the house. And this is referring to a bunch of brothers who all come from the same father, and they don't necessarily share the same mother. Their father died, and one of the brothers is managing all the affairs. We're going to call him Manny because he's the managing brother. And what happened? There are oinos, which are documents of sale, they're shtari mecher, and shtaris, which are loan documents, shtari halva, that are coming out on his name. Meaning these documents said that Manny bought this property, or that Manny lent somebody money. And Manny says, it was actually my money, that fell to me from my mother's father. It didn't come to us from our father's estate. It came from my mother, and therefore it's my personal money, so it's my property that I bought, or my money that I lent out, and you have nothing to do with it, other brothers. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Manny, this managing brother, he has to bring a raya that it was his money. Since he's the one managing the entire estate, taking care of everything, we don't trust that the money that's written on these documents is actually his. We suspect that he stole it from the estate. Whereas Shmuel says, his other brothers have to bring a raya that it's not his money, because at the end of the day, the document does say that it was Manny's money, or that he bought this property, and we have no reason to suspect otherwise. And Amar Shmuel, Shmuel continues saying, Maidali Abba, Abba agrees to me in the following case. Now let's just pause for a second and explain who Abba is. Abba is actually Rav, and that was his real name. His name was Abba Aricha. The reason why he's called Rav is for an honorary title, similar to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi being called Rebbe. So Shmuel is saying that Abba, Rav, agrees to me in the following case, She'im Meis, that if Manny died, Alo Achan Lohavi Raya, in this case, the brothers would have to bring a Raya that it wasn't Manny's money. And that's because we know that when Yarshim inherit something from their father, they don't have to prove how their father got it. They're not expected to know all their father's affairs. And it's the same thing over here, says Shmuel. Rav agrees to me that if Manny died, his kids don't have to bring a raya how he got this money, and really it's incumbent on the brothers to prove that it wasn't Manny's money. However, Maskev Rav Papa asks on this, are we going to tie to something for the assignment, something that their father himself would not be able to tie to? As we just said, according to Rav, Manny has to prove that this money is his. And so how could it be that all of a sudden he dies, the stars fall to his kids, and his kids don't have to prove that, and we're going to actually taina for his kids? You know what, it was probably your father's, and the other brothers would have to bring a raya against that. This doesn't make sense. Rava took away a pair of scissors and an agadata sefer from Yisaimim, b'loy raya, without a raya, b'dvar masurim l'hashul l'haskir, and this is talking about things that are usually lent out or rented out. We'll explain this in a moment. Nun bezon bezon tab, k'de shalchar avchuna bar oven, like avchuna bar oven sent the following din, d'var masurim l'hashul l'haskir, things that are usually lent or rented out, v'amar l'kuchanem b'yadi, and a person tries to say it's mine, ain't no money, he's not believed. The Gemara says, Kashi, right? This is a good question. Let's just review, what's this question? So this din that we just quoted is as follows. Let's say Shimon tells Reuven, that pair of scissors that you have are mine. Reuven can't claim that he bought them and then keep them for himself because he's the machzik. That's because these things are normally rented or lent out, and therefore Reuven would have to prove it. And that's why Rava took these things away from the Yisaimim, because their father would have to prove how he got them, and therefore the Yisaimim can't claim them as Yerusha either. And it's the same here, asks Rav Papa. It's not logical that Rav would allow these stars to remain in the possession of the Yisaimim due to the fact that their father himself would have had to prove his claim. So they also have to. And that's why the Gemara concluded, Kasha, this is a good question, on which Shmuel suggested that Rav would agree to me in this case. It does not make sense, actually, that Rav would agree. Now we continue discussing Rav's Shita. Amar Chizra. Chizra says, Loishanu, Rav only taught that Manny himself has to bring a raya, Ela de'en chalukin b'isasan. That's only if they're not divided in their isa. Literally, this means dough, and it's just referring to their food expenditures. Meaning, if every single expense, even small personal ones, like food, are paid directly from their father's estate, then it's on Manny to prove that these stars actually came from his own personal money. Ava chalukin b'isasan, but if they're divided in their isa, if all the brothers got some sort of small allowance from the estate, enabling them to buy their own food with this own personal money of theirs, Amar, so then we would say, me'isasa kimeitz, that he scraped away and saved from this isa, from this allowance of his, and stacking penny after penny, he managed to either lend this money or buy a property with it, and then it would make sense that this Manny brother has his own money from the estate itself, and he wouldn't have to prove it, the brothers would have to prove against him. And now we continue asking, Raya b'mai, what type of raya has to be brought? So Rabba Amar Rabba says, Raya b'edim, he has to bring a raya with edim that this is his money. Whereas Rav Sheshes Amar Rav Sheshes says, Raya b'kim ashtar, the shtar itself has to be mekayim in bezdin, and that's sufficient. Normally Rav Rav Nachman, Rav told Rav Nachman, ha Rav ha Shmuel, we have Rav's Shita and Shmuel's Shita, who's the one that has to prove? And also ha Rav ha Rav Sheshes, we have Rav and Rav Sheshes about how to go about proving this. Meir, come on Svir Lei, you Rav Nachman, who do you hold like? So Amar Lei told him, Ana Masnisi Adano, I know a Braisa, the Tanya Braisa tells Beferush, Echem and Achen Shoy Nois and Nois and Mesech Chabayis, we have one of the brothers who's managing all the affairs of their father's estate, and we have these different shtaris that are coming out on his name. name of Amar Shalihain. He claims all this money is mine. Shunafulim Beis Avi Ima. It fell to me from my mother's father. Alv Lahavi Raya. He's the one that has to bring a Raya. And that's just like Shitas Rav. So basically, Rav Nachman is responding, I hold like Rav. Now the Brisa just continues. V'chein ho isha. We also have a woman. Shehi noises when I send his Mesech Habayez. She's managing the estate of Yosayimim. V'hayu anisu shtaros yetzan al shma. And there's these different stars that are coming out on her name. Amar Shalihain, and she claims they're really mine. Shunafulim Beis Avi Abba. Ayim Beis Avi Ima. This money fell to me from my father's father or from my mother's father, and therefore this has nothing to do with the Yisayimim. Alel Havi Raya, she has to bring a Raya that it's actually her money and it wasn't from the state of the Yisayimim. Ask the Gemara, my Vechein, what's this Vechein? What Chiddush are we learning from this case that we didn't know from the previous one? Why is there any difference by saying there was a woman managing the estate as opposed to the brother Manny? And the answer is, Maldutema, you might have thought, Isha, when it's a woman managing it, Kim de Shvicha la Milsa, since this is very beneficial for Damri because people talk about her and they say, Katarcha Kama Yasmi, she's working so hard for the Yisayimim. Wow, what a special woman, Azat Sadekes, Loi Gazel Miyasmi, she's not going to steal from the Yisayimim, and therefore when she claims this is mine, we should believe her. Kamash Mulan, the Chiddush is that we don't necessarily believe her, and she has to prove that these stars were from her money and not from the Yisayimim. And we keep explaining, now going all the way to the end of the Mishnah, we had said, Bamed Murim, when was it said, B'machzik with somebody making a chazaka, Avol B'nais and Matana V'achin Shechalka V'chulu, with all these other cases that the Mishnah was discussing, it's different. So first thing we're just asking on the Lashon of the Mishnah, Adokohani Damrinon, Lav B'nei Chazaka Ninhu, are all the people that are subsequently mentioned in the Mishnah, Anoisin Matana, Achin Shechalku, or someone making chazaka and then chasim of a ger, are these people not able to make a chazaka? That's what it's mashma from the Mishnah, because again, the lashon of the Mishnah is all that we were talking about in the beginning of the Mishnah is referring to a machzik, a person making chazaka, but all the remaining people seemingly can't make a chazaka. But why can't they? They're just regular people. Why should they not be able to make a chazaka? Something's off in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, "Yerei chasrei mechzer v'hachikdani." The Mishnah's missing something, and this is what should be taught. Bamed v'amurim. When is it that we said a person is not able to make a chazaka, or he needs a chazaka of 3 years? Bechazaka shiyesh imataina. That's with a chazaka that has a counter taina. Kigain, for example, Meicher Eimer Loi Macharti. The person who's claimed to have sold the property says, I never sold you the property. Leikach Eimer Lokachti. But the buyer says, I did buy it off of you. And that's when you say a person can't make a chazaka, or he could make a chazaka only if he's there for 3 years. Ava chazaka she'eni mataina. But if it's a chazaka that there's no counter taina. Kigain, for example, the continuation of the Mishnah, Noisin Matana, if one person gave a gift of a field to another one, Va'ach Shechalko, or brothers that split the father's Yerusha, Vahamachzik Benechse Ager, or someone making a chazaka in the property of a ger who died, and as we had explained, anyone's able to make a chazaka in his property and take it for themselves because he doesn't have any relatives, del mikni ba'almahu, in all these cases, all the person is doing is just making a simple kinyan. That's all that's necessary, because there's no one arguing with them, oh no, you can't take this property. So then, as Mishnah told us, na gadar parts kalshu, if he did even the smallest thing, by putting a lock on the door, or putting up a fence, or breaking a hole in the fence, areizu chazaka, that's sufficient enough of a chazaka. And now we continue talking about this idea of making a chazaka kalshu by simply being noel, gadar, or parats. The Gemara tells us, Tani Rabbi Shaya B'Kiddushin de Bei Levi, Rabbi Shaya taught the following Brisa in the section of Brisas of Kiddushin in the Beis Medrash of Levi. Levi had his own order of Brisas, similar to Rechi and Rabbi Shaya, and so Rabbi Shaya taught a Brisa in this order of Levi's Brisas, Nal Gadar Parats Kalshu Befanov, Harezu Chazaka. If Reuven's selling Shimon a field, and in front of him, meaning in front of Reuven, Shimon makes the small Chazaka, it's a valid Chazaka. So now we ask on this, trying to understand, Befanov in, Shle Befanov Lai, only if he makes a Chazaka in front of him, it's valid, but if he doesn't make a Chazaka in front of the seller, it's not valid. How does that make sense? So Rav explains, Hachikamer, this is really what's being said. Befanov, Leitzar Chlemer Le, Lechazek Vekani. If Shimon, the buyer, is in front of Reuven, the seller, and he makes a small chazaka, Reuven doesn't have to tell him these words, Lechazek Vekani, go and make a chazaka, and then you're going to be kainet. Since the buyer's in front of the seller doing this chazaka, that's automatically a kinyan, and that's even if he had not yet paid for the property, the buyer automatically is kainet, and the seller's not able to back out. However, Nun Gimel Alf on top, Shaloi Befanov, if the buyer's not in front of the seller, so then, Tzar Chlemer Le, Lechazek Vekani, the seller has to tell him, go make a chazaka, and then you're going to be kainet, and if he does not tell him that, even if he does make a chazaka, it's not a valid kinyan. Now, by Rav asks, Matana Heich, what about in the case of Matana? Let's say Reuven is giving Shimon a piece of property as a present. Does he have to tell him Lechazek Vekani or no? Amr Shmuel, so Shmuel comments on this, Maiti Bai Leila Abba, what's Abba asking? Remember, Rav's name was Abba, so Shmuel's addressing him by the first name. What's Rav asking? What's the problem? Hashta now, Uma Mecher de Koyav Lezuzi. In the case of a sale, that he's going to be giving him money, maybe he gave him money already, or he will be giving him money, and that means that the seller is going to be receiving some sort of benefit. Nonetheless, Yomer Le Lechazek Vekani in, Eloi, Loi, if the seller tells the buyer, go make a chazaka and be kainet through that, so then it's a valid chazaka. If not, then it's not valid. While Matana, when he's giving him a piece of property, and that means he's not receiving anything in exchange, the giver is not receiving any money, like Kol Shekein, when we say for sure that the giver of the Matana has to tell the receiver, Lechazek Vekani, in order for a kinyan to happen, and that's what we go with. And so I don't even know what Rav is asking, says Shmuel. Now the Gemara just explains, V'Rav Savar, Rav holds, the man to Yaev Matana, Ba'an Yafa Yaev. that when a person gives matana, he gives a gift, he does so very generously. The whole concept of giving a gift is a person being generous. I want to be nice to you, so I'm giving you something. And since the person is being generous anyway, perhaps he's being so generous that the receiver is able to make a chazaka without even being told lechazek v'kani. And that's what Rav's question was. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about this concept of making a chazaka kol shehu in a property. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.